亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大伟弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华弥勒牧师圣灵系列的信息。今天的题目是圣灵来帮助我们，讲到圣灵就是保惠师，是神差遣来我们身边来帮助我们的，使我们在这个世上生活能够得胜。让我们一起来分享。
Our world is a strange world.
我们的世界是一个奇怪的世界。
It's a creation by the great creator God himself.
我们的世界是被创造的，是伟大的造物神自己创造的。
That has many, many fast phases and facets and levels.
这世界有许多不同的层面，不同的层次，也有许多。
But it's all one thing.
但是一切都是一样的东西。
The creation of God.
神的创造。
He made it all.
他造了一切。
And it is very much united.
这世界非常的合一。
And many parts depend upon other parts.
许多的部分都要依赖其他的部分。
We know a part of our world.
我们知道这世界的一部分。
We're learning to know about another part.
我们在学习认识另外一个部分。
We know much about the visible part.
我们对于看得见的世界这个部分知道很多。
The tangible part.
摸得着的那个部分。
The part that we can reach with our five senses.
我们能够用五种感官去达到的那部分。
Or we can touch it.
我们或是能够摸到。
Or we can see it. Or we can hear it.
看得见，听得到。
But there's another realm also.
但是还有另外一个领域。
There's a higher realm.
有一个更高的领域。
Just like in our material world.
就像我们的物质世界一样。
There are many levels.
有许多的层次。
There's a mineral kingdom.
有矿物界。
And then higher up,
然后更高的
there's a vegetable kingdom.
也有植物界。
And then higher up, there's the animal kingdom.
再更高有动物界。
And then still higher up,
然后更高的。
And it's sort of halfway between is the human level.
可以说是差不多在一半的，就是人的层次。
Now each depends upon the other.
每一个都要彼此依赖。
The vegetable kingdom depends upon the mineral kingdom.
动物植物界要依赖矿物界。
But the vegetable kingdom is made so that it can utilize the mineral kingdom.
但是植物被造成那样子时，它能够去利用矿物。
So if you want minerals and vitamins in your body, you'll have to eat some veggies.
所以如果你想要身体里面有一些矿物质的话，你就必须吃蔬菜。
You can't just go out and get a bite of iron and chew a piece of zinc.
你没有办法去拿一块铁。
Oh, they say it's good for you.
或是拿一块锌就这样子嚼了吃。
You just can't get hold of it that way.
虽然呢对你是有好处的，但你没有办法就那样吃下去。
A few years ago, I was in Hawaii.
几年前我在夏威夷。
And I poured some cornflakes into my bowl.
我把一些玉米麦片浇到我的碗里面。
And I saw a lot of little black specks.
我看到里面有很多的小黑点。
I thought, how strange, what is that?
我说好奇怪啊，这什么东西啊？
It must be a bad box.
一定是这盒麦片坏掉了。
So I got another box.
所以我就拿另外一盒。
It had some black specks in it too.
它里面也有一些小黑点。
And I got another box.
我又拿另外一盒。
And it had the same black specks in it, and I got it in another place.
然后里面也有，还是有黑点，那是我在另外一个地方买的。
I'm being sort of curious. I wondered what.Is that?
我有一点好奇，就想说那是什么东西呢？
It seems like just some iron filings, just like you file some iron.
看起来就像是一些铁，就是好像你在把它烧的时候一样。
With a very fine file.
它那个是非常细的。
And finally, I said, "Well, I'm going to see."
我后来说，我终于我想说，哎，我来看一看。
So I got a magnet.
所以我就拿一把。放大镜
and it was iron.
哦，对不起，拿个磁铁，是铁。
Iron filings. How did that get in a cornflake box?
就是铁变成了碎屑的，怎么样会在那个玉米片里面呢？
So I heard from the company.
所以我听到那个公司说。
Oh yes, they said.
他们说是的。
Read on the front of the box. It says fortified with iron.
你读那个盒子前面写说它是用有加强了，放了铁。
It just so happens that that kind of iron doesn't help us.
不过那种铁是没有办法帮助我们的。
But at least they could put truth on their box, fortified with iron.
但是至少他们的盒子上能够写了几句真话，说是他们加强了铁。
Fortunately, that didn't last too long.
幸好那个没有持续太久。
Now we have to go through the vegetable kingdom to get to the mineral kingdom.
我们必须经过植物才能够得着矿物。
Each one is a step up.
每一个都是往上更踏一步。
And when it comes to the animal kingdom, we know there are very, very many levels.
讲到动物界，我们知道有许许多多的层次。
Some are with, totally without any intelligence.
有一些动物完全没有智慧。
They just have instinct.
他们只有本能。
Like a bee, for instance. It seems like it's very intelligent.
譬如像蜜蜂好了，它看起来是很有智慧。
But just doing what it has to do and doesn't even know why.
但是它只是在做自己要做的事情，甚至不晓得为什么。
But then we go higher and higher.
但是我们走得越来越高。
Until we come to that in-between state.
直到我们进到那个当中的阶段，就是我们称的人。
Now we're between two levels.
我们是在两个层次的中间。
We're part animal level.
我们一部分是在动物的层次。
But then the next level up goes into the invisibles.
但是上面更高一个层次是进到那个看不见的层次。
This we're the highest step in the visible world.
我们是在看得见世界最高的层次里。
And of course, you know about the invisible world in one way.
当然你们在某些方面知道那看不见的世界。
And that is through radio and television and things of that nature.
是借着收音机还有电视机这类的东西。
Light, for instance.
譬如光。
Radio waves, and electromagnetic waves.
还有收音机的波，还有电视波。
They are absolute substances.
这些都是绝对的实质
Powerful forces,
是很强的势力
But they're invisible.
但是是看不见的
They go beyond the power of our five senses.
他们超越我们五种感官所能够领受的
And so there is an invisible world.
所以有一个看不见的世界
A very real world.
是很真实的世界
But not only is it just forces and powers
但它不只是力量
energies,
是能源
There are also, as there are in our material world and visible world, there are beings.
他们就跟我们在这看得见的世界一样，也有一些灵体。
Spirit beings that live in their world.
那个灵体是活在他们的世界里面的。
And there's a barrier fixed between the two worlds.
在这两个世界当中有障碍。
The barrier of visibility.
就是看得见的障碍。
We can't see them.
我们看不见。
Sometimes we can feel them a bit.
有时候我们能够稍微感觉到一点。
But they're invisible.
但是这些东西是看不见的。
However, they are higher.
然而他们更高。
Each one of these levels is higher than the other one.
这每一个层次都比另外一个层次更高。
And we are between the two, between the highest level of the visibles and the lowest level of the invisibles.
我们在这两者层次之间，就是在那看得见的最高的层次跟看不见的最低的层次当中。
Because we too are spirit beings.
因为我们也是有灵的动物。
I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you.
我不晓得你有没有过这样的经验。
But if you are absolutely alone in a room, reading perhaps.
你一个人完，你在房间里面完全只有你一个人。或许你在读书。
And someone else very, very quietly slips into that room.
有另外一个人非常非常安静的溜到了那个房间里面。
And a little while you'll be conscious of that.
过了一会儿，你就会意识到。
You'll just be aware that.You're not alone anymore.
你就是会发觉你不再是一个人了。
Has that ever happened to any of you?
你们有没有过这样的经验？
嗯哼 ，several.
有一些人有。
You see, we go beyond the visible.
我们会超越那看不见，看得见。
We're between the two.
我们是在这两者之间。
We are both visible. We are both and invisible. We are both spirit and body. We are both material creatures, and we are.Spiritual creatures.
我们有灵，有身体，我们是物质的动物，也是灵的动物。
If you want to try an experiment,
如果你想要实验看看的话
In the dark tonight, when you turn off all the lights,
今天晚上在黑暗中，当你把所有的灯都关掉了
Very quietly,
很安静的
walk towards the wall,
你就朝着墙壁走
Very slowly,
慢慢地走
Very slowly,
慢慢地走
Very slowly, and stop when you feel the wall.
当你感觉到墙的时候，你就停下来
And you will find you're about 6 or 8 inches from it.
你会发现你离墙壁差不多6到8寸远。
You haven't touched it.
你还没有碰到。
But now you're aware of it.
可是这个时候你就感觉到了。
I was in a college one time in Argentina.
有一次我曾经在阿根廷的一个学校里。
I had all the students stand out against the wall.
我要所有的学生都面对着墙壁站着。
Shut their eyes.
叫他们把眼睛闭上。
Very slowly approach the wall.
要他们。很慢地往墙壁走
And stop when they felt it
当他们感觉到墙的时候就停下来
Everyone stopped before they could touch it
每一个人都在还没有碰到墙之前就停下来了
Because we are not only material creatures We are spirit creatures
因为我们受造不只是有物质而且我们也是灵的动物
That's why there's another life The spirit life goes on
这就是为什么有另外一个生命有灵的生命会继续
We leave this body and go into another form
当我们离开这个身体的时候会进到另外一个形式里面
But it's a real world
但那世界是真实的
In fact, it is more real than ours
事实上那个世界比我们的世界更真实
Because it's a higher world
因为那是一个更高的世界
And because we are spirit creatures
因为我们是灵的动物
As well as material creatures
也是物质的动物
We are able to communicate with that world because one day we'll belong to it
我们能够跟那个世界沟通因为有一天将来有一天我们会属于那个世界
And like all of God's dealings There is a balance
就像神所有的工作当中都有平衡
Oh, the ancient people knew that
古代的人知道这一点
Wonder what you call the yin-yang principle
就像中国人讲的有阴阳
How many have heard of the yin-yang principle?
有多少人听到这个阴阳的法则
Only 17?
只有十七个
Haven't you not all heard of it?
你们岂不是都听过了吗
Yes It's a balance
是一个平衡
And God let his world have the balance it needs
神让他的世界有世界所需要的平衡
You see, we live in a realm of gravity
我们生活当中有地心引力
We need gravity
我们需要地心引力
Because it balances our muscles.
因为这使我们的肌肉平衡。
Recently, a woman was up in a satellite for 6 months.
有一个女人，她在人造卫星上6个月。
And when she came back to Earth, she couldn't walk.
当她回到地球上的时候，没有办法走路。
Her muscles were too weak.
她的肌肉太弱了。
She had to go into therapy so she'd get back to walking again.
她必须去做复健，使她能够又再走路。
The gravity pulls us one way.
地心引力会把我们往一个方向拉。
Our muscles pull us the other way.
我们的肌肉会把我们往另外一个方向拉。
And so we're healthy and in balance.
所以我们就能够保持健康平衡。
There are contrasts.
这是对比的。
We would not understand joy if we didn't understand sadness.
若我们不明白悲哀，我们就不会明白喜乐。
If you think of that,
你有没有想过这样
We would not know what health was if we didn't know what sickness was.
若我们不晓得生命是什么，我们就不晓得健康是什么
We live in contrast.
我们活在对比当中
And there's many kinds of contrast.
有许多种的对比
But that gives us understanding of many things.
但是这样子使我们能够了解很多事情
We have pain.
我们有疼痛
Nobody likes it.
没有人喜欢疼痛。
But we all need it.
但是我们都需要它。
And once in a while, a child is born that has no pain.
偶尔，一个孩子生下来没有疼痛。
That person will not live long.
那个人不会活太久。
And that baby has to be very protected.
那个孩子必须受到很好的保护。
Because it won't know what hurts itself. It won't know what is sick.
他不会知道自己什么时候痛了，什么时候病了。
It won't know to help itself.
不晓得怎么样帮助自己。
It'll have no pain.
他不会有痛苦。
Sorry to say this, I don't like it, but we have to have it.
对不起，我要这样说，虽然不喜欢这样说，但是我们必须有疼痛。
It keeps us in balance.
这使得我们保持平衡。
We need that.
我们需要这个。
And because of that, in the other world, in the unseen world, there is also the yin yang.
因为这样子，所以在那看不见的世界，在另外一个世界里面也有阴阳。
We give it another name.
我们给它另外一个名称。
We give the name good and evil.
就是我们所说的善恶。
And there are spirits that we would call good spirits.
有一些灵我们称为好的灵。
Or we have another name for them, angels.
或是我们有另外一个名称，就称他们为天使。
And there are those creatures that are evil creatures.
还有另外一些受造物是邪恶的。
And they are.Fallen angels.
他们是堕落的天使。
Angels that during a certain period of time back before our history.
那些天使是在某一段时间，是在我们的历史之前。
Made the decision to become rebels.
他们做了一个决定，要反叛。
Now we see that in our world.
我们在我们的世界也看到这样的事情。
There are people that make that decision in our world.
在我们的世界也有人做这样子的决定。
Now you don't see it in the animal world.
你在动物界看不到这样的事情。
You don't see good cows and rebellious cows.
你不会看到好的牛还有悖逆的牛。
But you do see good people and rebellious people.
但是你确实会看见好人还有悖逆的人。
That's why we have penitentiaries to keep them doing too much damage.
这就是为什么我们会让他们不要受到太大的损伤。
But we do have those that made a decision in life.
但是我们确实有一些人，他们在生命中做了决定。
For whatever cause or reason.
不管是为了什么样的原因。
To be rebels.
他们就是要做悖逆反叛的人。
They did not want to do what was right.
他们不想要做对的事情。
They did not care who it hurt.
他们不管会伤到谁。不管伤得多厉害。
I saw a documentary about 2 weeks ago.
两个礼拜前我看到一个记载。
This woman, a newswoman, was talking to a man that had hijacked 13 cars.
就是有一个人，有一个女人在采访，有一个男的他劫持了13辆车子，用枪。
And had killed 2 people.
而且杀了两个人。
And...The woman that was the newswoman had her car hijacked.
那这个女人就是是一个记者，她自己的车也被劫持。
At the point of a gun.
就是被人家用枪抵住。
And this man was very cool, tranquil.
这个人非常的冷静，非常的镇静。
Very openly spoke. He wasn't ashamed or he wasn't timid or nothing. He just talked right out.
他公开的说，他也不觉得羞耻，他也不觉得。畏怯，他就直接这样说。
Why do you do these things?
那个新闻记者就问他说：“你为什么做这样的事情？” 他说：“因为我不得不这样做。”
One of the questions was, does it give you a joy to see people panic and the terrible fear that comes into their eyes? He said, "Yeah, that gives me a kick. I like that."
那个记者就问他问题说：“当你看到人们非常的惊慌、非常害怕的时候，那会不会让你很快乐的？”那个人就回答说：“是的，我喜欢这样子。”
She asked, "Well, does it give you any problem to give people pain and suffering and perhaps even ruin their lives?"
那这个女的记者又在问他说：“当你看到做这样的事情会使得人们痛苦，甚至毁了他们的生命的时候，你会不会觉得有什么问题呢？”
No, he said, "I get a real joy out of it."
那个人说：“不会啊，我在当中真的是得到很大的快乐。”
And he made no bones about it. He didn't make any criterion of shame or repentance or anything of that nature.
他这样讲话的时候，一点也没有羞耻，一点也没有懊悔。
He liked what he did.
他喜欢他所做的事情。
There are rebels.
有悖逆反叛的人。
There are rebels, and they in turn bring a certain type of balance into our world.
这些悖逆的人从某方面来说，他们也把某种的平衡带到了我们的世界。
Because they bring contrast.
因为他们带来了对比。
We have little helpers. We don't see them.
我们有小小的帮助者，我们看不见的。
But they'll sit on your shoulder here and say, "There's nobody looking."
但是他会拍拍你的肩膀说：“哎，没有人在看你。”
You get away with it.
你是可以逃过去的。
Oh, they're very clever.
他们很聪明的。
I won't have to tell you what they say because you know as well as I do.
我不必告诉你他们说了什么，因为你们跟我都一样的清楚。
But they will work on us.
但是他们会坐在我们的身上。
And they are a higher level of creation than we are.
他们比我们是更高层次的受造物。
They are very clever.
他们非常聪明。
And they are higher in wisdom and intelligence than we are.
他们的智慧、聪明都比我们更高。
And they're very much our enemies.
他是我们的大敌。
Because they know that in their rebellion there will come a time, just like all thieves find out, when they get arrested.
因为在他们的悖逆当中，他们就知道，像所有的贼一样，时候会到，他们将会被逮捕。
Sooner or later, and they stand before a judge.
迟早他们会站在法官的面前。
And now they're not so happy.
这个时候他们就不这么高兴了。
Now things get real serious.
现在事情就变得很严重了。
And they get into trouble.
他们就有麻烦。
Sometimes big troubles.
有时候是很大的麻烦。
All rebels sooner or later must yield to authority.
所有悖逆的人早晚都必须降服于当权者。
Because like we found out in our United States.
因为就像我们在美国发现的。
The law is higher than the President of the United States.
法律高过美国的总统。
And when he broke the law, he was thrown out of office.
当他违反了法律，他就必须下位。
Mr. Nixon.
尼克森总统。
Law, authority is highest of all.
法律跟权柄是一切最高的。
And so we join the rebel side.
所以我们加入了悖逆的那一边。
They're powerful, they're clever, they're intelligent.
他们很有能力，很有智慧，很聪明。
And they know just what I like.
他们知道我喜欢的就是什么。
Oh, they won't tempt me to eat garbage.
哦，他当然不会试探我，引诱我去吃垃圾。
But to eat ice cream until I get too fat, well, that's...
但是他会引诱我吃冰淇淋，直到我变得太胖。
That's another thing.
这是另外一回事。
In our orphanage in Argentina,
在我们阿根廷的孤儿院里。
In Argentina, they don't have peanut butter.
在阿根廷里面，他们没有花生酱。
So I made some machinery.
所以我就做了一些机器。
And made about, perhaps 50 quarts of peanut butter.
就差不多做了50垮特的花生酱。
And they loved it.
他们很喜欢。
They never had it before.
他们以前从来没有吃过。
And they loved it.
他们很喜欢吃。
And they loved it.
很爱吃。
One girl, every time she would walk through by where it was, and that was quite often she found out, she'd stop and take a spoonful.
有一个女孩子，她常常就经过那个放花生酱的地方，然后一经过的时候，她就舀一汤匙来吃。
She gained 14 kilos in 1 month. A kilo is more than 2 pounds.
她一个月就重了14磅，
不
对，14公斤。
About 30 pounds.
差不多30磅。
She gained in 1 month.
她一个月就增加了这样的体重。
Peanut butter.
花生酱。
You could almost bet her on a sandwich. That little fellow on her shoulder. Why don't you go to the kitchen this way?
那个拍他肩头的那个家伙就跟他说
If you're doing errand, you go right, the peanut butter's over, you go around that way.
哎，这个花生酱在那边，你就到那边去好了。
Come on, you like it, help yourself.
去吧，你喜欢吃的你就吃一点吧。
He knows what we like.
他知道我们喜欢什么。
He doesn't help us do what we don't like, oh no.
他不会帮助我们去做我们不喜欢的事情。
But he will, he does know our weaknesses.
但是他确实知道我们的软弱。
And he does know how to work with our weaknesses.
知道怎么样在我们的软弱上做事情。
And you see, that's the world we live in.
这就是我们所生活的世界。
Our world is real and that world is real.
我们的世界是真实的，那个世界也是真实的。
But there's two sides to it.
但是有两面。
There are those that are not rebels and don't want to be rebels.
有一些人他们不是悖逆的，他们也不想要悖逆。
Even though they may be tempted and fall, yet they get up again and say, "No, no, I don't want that."
尽管他们或许受了试探，跌倒了，但是他们会起来说，不，我不要那个。
And they strive to live in a world where they're not the rebels.
他们努力生活在那个世界上，不做悖逆的人。
But God knows that we are smaller creatures than they are.
但是神知道我们比他们要渺小。
And so he's done two things for us.
所以他为我们做了两件事。
The first thing he did,
他做的第一件事。
He tells us that if we will join his side, we call it being converted or saved or whatever way you want to give it.
我们若加入他那边，我们可以说这是回转，或说我们得救了，不管你要怎么样称呼他。
We have the right, we have a will, we can make our choices.
我们有权利，我们有意志，能够做自己的选择。
And we can say, no, I don't want to be on the rebel side.
我们能够说不，我不要在悖逆的人那，悖逆的那边。
Because I know what's going to happen. I know there's going to be a day when I'm going to stand in court.
因为我知道将会发生什么事情，因为我知道将来有一天我会站在法庭上。
I don't want that.
我不要那个。
God says, "All right, then join my side."
神说好，那你就加入我这一边。
And when we do,
当我们这样做的时候
，He does something else for us.
他就为我们又做了另外一件事。
He appoints one of the good spirits to be with us all the time.
他就指派一个好的灵，时时和我们在一起。
We call them angels.
这就是我们称的天使。
Everyone has a guardian angel.
每一个人都有一位守护天使。
And they are big angels.
他们是大的天使。
Not the smaller ones.
不是小的。
The bigger ones, the powerful ones.
是大的，是有能力的。
Every Christian has at least one and maybe more.
每一个基督徒至少都有一位守护天使，或许不止一个。
And their business is to protect them at all times.
守护天使的事情就是要时时保护基督徒。
They protect your environment.
他们保护你的环境。
Things almost happen, but not quite happen.
事情差一点要发生，但是就是没有发生。
You almost get run off the road, but not quite.
你差不多路就要走差了，但是你没有。
You almost had a wreck, but your brakes worked that time. Real good.
你差一点要出车祸，但是那个时候刚好你的刹车就非常好。
They are always protecting you.
他们总是在保护着你。
That is their orders from God.
那是他们从神得着的命令。
They are on your side.
他们是在你这一边的。
Because you are on their side.
因为你是在他们那一边的。
But when you change sides, you made more enemies.
但是当你换边的时候，你就制造了更多的敌人。
Because now your former friends are against you.
因为现在你以前的朋友都与你为敌了。
They want to get you back.
他们想要把你带回去。
Because they don't only hate you, they hate the creator, just like thieves hate the government.
因为他们不只是恨你，他们恨造物主，他们就像是贼恨政府一样。
They hate the police.
他们恨警察。
They hate the judges.
恨法官。
Just a couple of days ago, someone shot a judge over here in Carolina.
就在几天前，有人在卡罗来纳州，他们射杀了警察。
And just the same thing happens in with the evil spirits.
邪灵也有同样的事情。
And so God has done something even more for us.
所以神为我们做了更多的事。
And that's really where I want to get. The rest was just introduction.
这是我真正要讲的，前面讲的只是引言。